Burab strolled off gallantly, holding the Ottoman paw on his in courtly fashion.
Never refuse a pretty girl, what? Duty is me second name, ma'am. I'll guard those wall steps against the little blighters with my very life. Hi there, you midget savages! Down off the belly battlements! Down, I say, sir! Ouch!
A well-aimed apple core bounced off the hare's scut tail. Fillon struggled to keep her face straight as Burab closed one eye and glared fiercely up at a mole babe.
Assassin! You leave me no alternative but to declare war on you and all your fiendish crew, sir!
Hoban found Mira and Gundel with Cregor, breakfasting sitting on an old rug spread close to the wall. He sat down with them, helping himself to barley toast, quince jam and a beaker of cold mint tea. Cregor waved away an inquisitive wasp.
A beautiful morning, brother. Before you start telling me off, I left you asleep on the bed because it seemed a shame to waken you. Your breathing sounded so peaceful, I hadn't the heart to disturb you. I hope you'll forgive me.
The recorder felt abashed that he had misjudged his friend.
What's to forgive, ma'am? I had the best night's sleep I've known in many a season. Well, now, how far have we got with our latest riddle? What was it? I remember. All the clues ran south until those last two lines. Twixt water and stone I stand alone, sounding burnt, but alive I survive.
Gundel picked daintily at a candied plum.
You'm got any good memory, sir? I suppose it's cause he be's an accorder. We bain't gotten no further with ye wriggle.
Mira poured moment tea for the badger mum.
But 'tis not for want of trying, brother. We've sat here racking our brains since dawn without a result.
Cregor shook her head sorrowfully.
Look around if you want to see the reason why. We've had a hare filching our food, dibbons racing around us like wild things, Sister Alconet complaining about this, that and the other, and young Broggle fracturing our ears with his ceaseless chatter. Hardly a good place to sit and solve problems, is it?
Brother Hoban pointed upward.
Then let's adjourn to the wall top. Mira's mamma has cleared it of Dibbins and Burab's guarding the steps. It should be quiet enough for us to do some thinking up there.
Burab's spear was a window pole. He stood on the second step, barring their way.
Who goes there? State your business, what?
Brother Hoban tapped an impatient paw on the bottom step.
Come on, out of the way, please. We're going to the wall top.
The hare twitched his whiskers officiously.
No Dibbins allowed up here. You're not Dibbins, are you?
Cregor took hold of the window pole he was clasping and lifted both Burab and the pole with one paw down onto the grass.
Do we look like Dibbins? Don't try my patience, sir.
Just doing one's duty.
He muttered up the steps after them, somewhat crestfallen.
I was only jolly well asking a civil question. What? Some creatures.
Hoban was right. The broad walkway of the ramparts, backed by the battlemented wall, was more peaceful.